The Catholic Church in Indonesia is calling on the government to combat Islamic radical groups and to preserve the country's multi-religious identity. The call comes as the church begins preparing for the 7th Asian Youth Day, which is to be held in Indonesia in 2017. Father Augustinus Olahayanan is Executive Secretary of the Commission for Interreligious Dialogue for Indonesia's Catholic Bishops' Conference. He told Stefano Lushinsky that different faith groups have traditionally got along together until recently arrived new groups began causing difficulties.
Indonesia is so wide, so big country, and there are a lot of different communities, culturally especially, tribes and so on, even we have thousands of that. And then when a lot of islands, so socially, demographically, it is quite difficult to manage. That is why sometimes there are some problems happen in several areas. But it's not so difficult to manage because the Catholic Church, of course, also almost in anywhere, even small community, but we are existing in anywhere. And immediately we can communicate each other and to handle the problem and to resolve it.
At an institutional level, you told something about an interreligious commission, interreligious committee.
Internally, the Catholic Church we have, but also we have a kind of a council among different religions here. There are six religions together with two big Muslim organizations, NU and Muhammadiyah, and we are eight. We used to sit together if something happened, and then we gather ourselves and we discuss about it, how to resolve it, how to protect also the people from all of the problem, and so on. Almost we have a kind of regular meetings and also instant meeting. If every time something happens, and sure, immediately we communicate each other and we come and sit down and discuss together.
It seems that probably most of the problems we are having them with new religions and new community coming in the country. What were you talking about?
Mostly new ideology or some other people that they are not so intolerant. They have a kind of way, intolerant way of thinking and attitude. And we are trying to observe this and to respond to it. But we do it together. And we already come to this kind of agreement that, for example, if the intolerant people or activities is come from a Muslim, and Muslim people, those who are moderate, they are the one will be in the front to handle it. The same thing also if it is in Christian, and the Christian people, a Catholic or Protestant, will be the first person to respond to the problem. But the other, we will also cooperate together.
Secretary of the Conference of Bishops said that relations are excellent between religions, but they can improve even more. How is it possible?
Yeah, of course, we try to improve it by applying a lot of activities conceptually and practically. Even we what we call about we develop dialogue of life, meaning that we try to build up relationship by using, for example, economic social economic approach, for example, or educational approach, and then we are working together. But one of the purpose and the significant there is we become close each other.
What are your expectations for the Asian Youth Day?
We hope that by this Asian Youth Day, more we have a kind of a mind that we are a big society. We will be more open-minded than close-minded, and more tolerant in terms of attitude. Especially we try to avoid the youth from new phenomena in the world, like those who are intolerant or those who are radical. And by this kind of meeting, The people, those who are moderate, more bigger and bigger in terms of number, also the quality and the role, especially also, especially among the youth also, because in some studies, youth generation usually they are easily to be influenced by radicalism, and by that way we try to avoid them.
Father Agustinus Alula Hayanan, Executive Secretary of the Commission for Interreligious Dialogue of Indonesia's Catholic Bishops' Conference.